welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levionier. Coming up in this hour, Westerns. Later on, we hear Jimmy Stewart star as Britt Ponsett, the Six Shooter. But right now, Guy Madison is Wild Bill Hickok in the syndicated broadcast called Two Gun Justice from January 7th, 1953.
Folks, hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle.
For some 20 action-packed years in the history of the Old West, honest folks look to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful shadow Jingles for protection against the outlaw. Fighting shoulder to shoulder, these famous saddle partners won out in a time when men understood only one thing, two-gun justice.
Woo-wee, Bill, payday. Yeah, I thought headquarters never would send this draft on Wells Fargo.
It's right on time, Jingle.
Is it? I guess you're right, Bill, but it sure seems to get long between paydays, awful long.
That's because you don't take care of your money, partner. If you did, it would last a lot longer.
Think so?
Why, sure.
Well, come on, let's go over to the bank and cash these drafts. I want to hear silver clinking in my jeans again.
We'd better water the horses first. They've cooled down enough now. Come on, Buckshot boy, we'll get you a drink.
Yeah, Joker, but it don't take so doggone long this time. I got to get my hands on that money. I got things to do.
Here we are. Go ahead, Buckshot. Dip your nose in that water and throw.
You know, Bill, you may be right about me taking care of my money.
Why, sure I am, Jingles. Don't feel you need to buy everything you see.
Then I'll turn over a new leaf right now.
Good. Well, come on. Tie the horses over here.
Yeah. Now, don't go away, Joker. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and Jingles can pay up some of his bills.
Oh, now, Bill, why'd you have to go bring that up? Takes all the fun out of it. Hey, look out!
Get out of my way, you Harry! Jump, I said!
Bill! Bill, that young galoot was shooting at us.
Yeah, he's right careless with those six guns.
Careless? Why, he could have killed one of us. And that can be fatal.
Maybe we better teach him a lesson, Jingles.
You said it. He's headed into Badger Black's Cafe. Let's go get him, feather-headed young whippersnapper. There he is, Bill, down at the end of the counter.
Still wearing those six guns,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and there's a law in town again, that.
Buster, I'd like a word with you.
With me? Well, go ahead and yammer. The air is free.
Let me handle him, Bill. I'll turn him over my knee.
Hold it,
and
Jingles.
Yeah,
hold it.
You'd better think twice who you're about to turn over your knee. All right, mister, I had a little fun making you jump out in the street. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to teach you a lesson. Hand over your gun.
Oh, no, you don't. Nobody gets my gun.
Billy's drawn.
Get not so fast. Go, Buster. Go.
Well, chalk up two mistakes for that hot-headed maverick.
Get his gun, Jingles.
Hey, what's going on here?
Bill is Badger Blank.
Howdy, Badger.
Hiccup. What do you mean, coming in here and pushing my customers around?
Some of your customers get real loose-brained ideas, Badger.
Yeah, and this one tried to ride us down in the street, then started shooting at us. And to make it worse, he rode away laughing like a hyena.
He did, huh? Well, now, he didn't mean nothing by that. I reckon he's just spirited, that's all.
Who is he, Badger?
Name's Brownie. Works at the Walkin' Y spread south of here. Come on, get up, Brownie. Shake hands with Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok? He's Wild Bill?
That's right. I reckon you bit off a hunk more than you could chew.
Well, I didn't come looking for trouble. It's payday for me, and I come to town to celebrate.
Well, me too.
All right, Brownie, celebrate, but leave out the fireworks.
Oh, leave him alone, Hickok. He'll be all right. I'll watch out for him.
I can look out for myself.
You see, Hickok, the boy's got spirit. I'll get on out of here and leave him to me.
All right, Badger, but you better keep him in line. Give him his gun, Jingles, and let's go.
Sure, Marshal. I'll line him up all right. I like to see a young buck busting out all over with spirit. Gives me some big ideas. Real big ideas.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. The moment Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles walked out of Badger Black's cafe, Badger started to work on one of his real big ideas. He pulled a couple of chairs up to a table and motioned to the hot-headed young cowboy, Brownie.
Come on, Brownie. Sit down and cool your heels.
Sure, Badger. You got some thanks coming for getting Hickok off my neck.
No thanks expected, boy. Just like your spirit. And any time I can send Hickok packing, the pleasure's all mine.
You and the marshal ain't exactly friends, I take it.
Forget it. You any good with those six guns?
Good as the next, I reckon.
Well, we'll find out. See that row of cups setting up on the shelf across the room?
Yeah.
Draw and try for five of them.
Shoot in here? You gone loco, Badger?
They're my cups.
Okay. It's your idea, too. Here goes.
Four out of five. Not bad.
What's all this leading up to?
How much you make at the Walk and Why?
30 a month and found. I'm a top hand.
I'd like to make 50 a month and all the good grub you can eat.
I'd like it. And I know a dozen men that'd tromp you to death stampeding to get a job like that.
Yeah, well, I figured you might. So I'm leaving it to you. Round up five that won't ask questions and ride them in. My payroll's waiting.
There'll be dust raised in front of your door before sundown, Badger.
Then there'll be steak suppers waiting for all hands. Go to it, Brownie. Hit the saddle.
You got your pay draft cast. What are you going to do with all that money?
I'm going to bust loose and have some fun around here, that's what.
Yeah, tomorrow you'll be broke again.
What of it? Think of what a big time I'll have tonight. Oh, throw away the dustpan and throw away the broom. Oh, all that pretty girl around the room. Woo-hoo!
You ought to save your money, partner.
What for?
You know, you're not getting any younger.
I'm not, huh?
No. You better have something set aside for a rainy day.
You reckon it's going to rain, Bill?
It might someday.
Well, you're right, Bill, and I know the way to save it.
How's that?
I'm going to let you keep it for me. Here, just take it all. Take
it
all.
You sure you want me to keep all of it, Jingles?
Well, I'll just hold out $1.06, just the jingle, on account of because I'm Jingles.
All right, partner.
And don't you give me any money unless I really need it. And, well, I've made up my mind I'm going to save it. And when I make up my mind, I mean it.
Good.
Hey, Bill, here comes that Brownie again. If he starts shooting this time, I'm just...
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. He's going to stop.
Oh, oh, now, hold. Well, Marshal, I reckon you did me a favor without knowing it. Although I ain't giving you no thanks.
How's that, Brownie?
I got me a new job at More Money. I'm working for Badger Black now.
What are you going to be doing for him? Washing dishes in his cafe?
I reckon that ain't none of your business, Lard Barrel.
Why, you...
From now on, I'm going to have plenty of dinero in my pocket. Well, keep your cinches tight. Up, boy. Get along here.
Lard Barrel, now how do you figure that one out?
Looks like we better keep our eyes open, partner.
You smell a rat, Bill?
Maybe. If that boy's going to get more money from a Jasper like Badger Black, he's going to earn it.
Prod up those stragglers, Brownie.
I'll get them, Badger. Hey-ya! Hey-ya! Get on, you critters!
That's it. Now ride on up.
Man, I gotta hand it to you, Badger. This is a real smart idea, picking up the Mavericks for a roundup time.
Sure. I told you I was going into the cattle business, and now we're in it.
We sure are. 1,500 head in less than 2 weeks. That ain't bad.
It's a hard-riding bunch of boys you picked out for me.
Best in the state. We've covered a mess of territory looking for these unbranded yearlings. But what are the big ranchers going to say when they start their roundup?
Can't say nothing. We've got a branded herd, all except this bunch here, and we'll have an iron on them before any...
Who's that shooting?
There, coming out of the bush. It's old man Spivins.
We're on his spread.
Hey, what do you think you're doing with my cattle, you dad-blamed rustlers?
Who you calling a rustler, Spivins? There's not a brand on one of these Mavericks.
It makes no difference. They're off my spread. My critters and I aim to keep them.
Considering the odds, you're talking mighty big for an old goat like you.
Badger, black eye always figured you to be a low-down polecat. Now it comes out. You leave them steers and get off.
Why, you old fossil, I'll shoot
you. No, Badger, don't shoot him. Shot him in cold blood.
Yes. Well, any time you figure to tell the story, you'd better figure it was self-defense. Otherwise, Brownie, you'll never live to be a witness.
Oh, please, Bill, just sixpence. That's all I need.
Nope, you said you wanted me to keep all your money.
But Jamie, me whiz, Bill.
What do you want 6 bits for, anyhow, Jamie?
Well, they got the prettiest red silk handkerchief over at the general store. It cost $2.50. And, well, I still got that $1.06. And now I need 6 bits.
Nope, you're going to save your money, remember?
Now, doggone it, Bill, I don't like this a little bit.
Too bad, partner. It was your idea.
But, Dad, burn it.
Hey, what's the hiccup? I'm Jack Spearman. Somebody shot my paw, and you got to find out who.
Where'd you find him, Jack?
Down at the west end of our ranch. It was a mean killing. He was shot 5 times. Don't take that many slugs to kill a man.
Well, that's the truth.
Now, wait a minute. Jack, you said on the west end of your spread, huh?
That's right, Mr. Hickok.
Bill, that'd put it right next to Badger Black's land.
Yeah, that's right. See, I've been hearing some shady things about Black lately. Say he's been picking up Mavericks all over.
That's right, Jack, but so far there's no law to stop him. He's been mighty careful to shy away from branded stock.
Hey, Bill. Maybe Jack Spavin's paw tried to stop Badger.
Just what I was thinking, partner. What do you say we ride out with Jack and have a look around?
Just about here is where I found him, Mr. Hickok.
Well, if we're going to find out anything, we'd better find it out quick, Bill. It's going to be dark before you know it.
This is the spot, all right. You alone when you found him, Jack?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let me see your boots. Yeah, now the sole. That's right, that checks.
Now, doggone it, Bill. Don't go keeping it all to yourself.
All right, Jingles. Mr. Spivins was shot sometime late yesterday afternoon. He was in the saddle and the horse was standing still.
Yeah, you know any more? Doggone it, Joker, shut up now.
He fell here without drawing his gun. Killer shot from that direction, then kept going.
How do you know all that, Mr. Hickok?
It's here in the signs, Jack. And if you look over there, you'll see enough cow tracks to be a reason for the killing.
Yeah, and those tracks are headed for Badger Black's new ranch. Bill, last night's the first night we ain't had an eye on Badger for 2 weeks.
That's right, partner. Which means we don't have any proof that Badger killed Mr. Spivins.
Well, how can you say that after reading all those signs?
Those signs don't give us the name of the killer, Jingle.
But you're aiming to smoke him out, ain't you, Mr. Hickok?
I'm going to give him a chance to smoke himself out, Jack.
Now, what in thunder do you mean by that, Bill?
We'll go by the office and pick up a John Doe warrant for arrest. Then we'll play a long shot, partner, a very long shot. What do you say we ride? So long, Jack. Hiya, Buckshot.
Ho, Joker! Bill, you got your warrant. Now, where are we heading?
Out to Badger's ranch to pick up a prisoner, Jingles.
You're going to arrest Badger on suspicion of murder?
Nope.
Now, there you go, being mysterious again, Bill Hickok, and you know how nervous that makes me.
Well, just cross your fingers, partner, and hope this scheme works.
Hey, by the way, Bill, Jack Spivins was mighty quiet when we left him back at his ranch. You reckon he was up to something?
Now, I don't know, but I...
Jumping bullfrogs, Bill. They're fighting the war over again.
It's coming from Badger's ranch.
Well, what could that mean?
I don't know, but what you're going to find out. Come on. Hi, Buckshot. Stretch out, boy. Come on, Jingles. Ride.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill and Jingles were almost to Badger Black's ranch when suddenly a thundering gun battle echoed across the valley. The two lawmen spurred their horses forward at top speed.
Bill, this don't make sense. Who do you think has started this gunfight?
I don't know, about, Jingles, but we're soon going to find out.
Hey, there's Jack Spillins. Hey, Jack!
Yeah, now I'm the one that killed the rat.
Jack! Jack, hold your fire!
Yeah, hold your fire!
Nice going, Jingles. Oh, Buckshot, oh.
Joker. Things are sure quiet all of a sudden, ain't they?
Yeah, now we'll find out how this started. All right, Jack, start talking.
You didn't seem to be getting nowhere, so the ranchers got together and decided to wipe out Badger Black and his gun slicks.
You mean you got them together?
What if I did? Those varmints killed my paw, didn't they?
Now you know better than that. Wild Bill and me's the law around here, and you can't go taking the law in your own hand.
That's right, Jack. We'll take care of this. All right, men, go back to your ranches.
Okay, Marshal, we'll go. But if you ain't done something by morning, you're going to find Badger Black strung up to a tree by sundown tomorrow. We ain't holding still for his kind no longer.
Hey, you just leave him to us, that's all.
Come on, Jingles. We're going up to the house. Get up there, Buckshot.
But, Bill, you know darn well he's got six gunslingers in there with him, and they're all set and waiting for him. You see?
All right, Badger, hold your fire. The ranches are gone.
Who are you?
Who are we? Why, you six-toed brother to a two-headed Gila monster? We're Wild Bill Hickok and Jingle. You better hold your fire or I'll come up and make a collar for you out of that rifle.
What are you coming up here for, Hickok?
I'll tell you that when I get inside, Badger. Now tell your boys to put away those guns. Ooh, Buckshot.
Ooh, Joker.
Well, I'm sure glad you came along, Marshal. Those ranchers were pouring a lot of lead up here.
Yeah, you can't blame them. You've been pulling mavericks off their spreads till they won't have none left at roundup time.
That what you come up to see me about?
No, Badger. There's no law yet about unbranded mavericks.
I'm glad you're smart enough to know that, Hickok.
But there is a law about murder.
Murder? You mean there's been a killing?
Don't play smart with me, Badger. You know old man Spivens was shot last night.
Well, what if I do? What's it got to do with me?
I figure you might have seen the killing. There's talk that one of your boys did.
What? One of my boys? Well, now, if one of them did, I didn't see it. Can't prove nothing that way, Hickok.
Well, I've got a warrant here. I'm taking one of them in for questioning.
Which one?
Brownie. All right, Brownie, come on through that door with your hands up. Cover Badger, Jingles.
I didn't do nothing, Mr. Hickok. Badger, you ain't gonna let him take me in.
He ain't gonna have nothing to say about it.
All right, Badger, get back in that house. You can keep your gun. You couldn't hit us in the dark anyhow.
Now, that ain't such a good idea, Bill.
Move, Badger. That's better.
Badger, you can't let him take me.
Shut up, you.
Come on, Jingles. Walk to the horses, Brownie.
But I didn't do it.
All right, this is far enough. Now, Jingles, get on Joker and make lots of noise riding off. Then come back.
I don't get it, Bill.
Just do what I say, quick.
Oh, doggone it, I never know what's going on. All right, let's ride! Get up, Joker! Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, Mr. Hickok, what are you going to do now?
Wait.
Wait for what?
You'll see.
All right, they're gone. File out, you jugheads, and get after them. Kill them all if you can, but get Brownie for sure. He's the only one that saw me shoot old man Spivens.
That's all I wanted to hear, Badger. All right, all of you stand where you are.
Hickok! I thought you'd gone.
I couldn't leave without the killer, Badger. That was a real clear confession.
Why, you star-packing saddle tramp!
All right, Badger, get up. You're not hurt much.
Hop in horn toads. I never seen such shooting in my life.
Well, there he is, boys. That's the man you decided to follow.
I guess that was our mistake, Mr. Hickok. He sure was ready to get me killed to shut me up. And I tried to keep him from killing old man Spivens in the first place.
Hey, what's going on here? Bill, I heard the shooting. Are you all right?
Sure, Jingles. You can hang Badger Black over the back of your saddle and take him to jail.
Badger? I thought you arrested Brownie. I never saw anybody in my whole life who could get as mixed up as you do, Bill. Every time I get something all straightened out, you gotta come along and turn it around backwards. Or is it me?
Hee hee hee! You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. Today's cast included Barney Phillips, Sam Edwards, and Clayton Post. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of...
Wild Bill Hickok, on Tuned to Yesterday from January 7, 1953, a syndicated broadcast from Mutual. Guy Madison, the star, was also the leading man in the series on television from 1951 through 1958. In the year of that broadcast, he was starring in one motion picture, The Charge at Feather River, alongside seasoned radio actor Frank Lovejoy. You're listening to an hour of radio westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now the first broadcast of movie actor Jimmy Stewart's main western on radio, It's the Six Shooter. This episode, called Jenny, first heard on NBC on September 20th, 1949.
James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother-of-pearl, handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter. Coleman, America's leader in modern automatic home heating equipment, and the National Broadcasting Company present James Stewart as the six-shooter, a transcribed series of dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends. Now, in just a moment, immediately following this important announcement, you'll hear Act One of The Six Shooter. In a few years, our public schools will be as behind the times as the Little Red Schoolhouse. And it's estimated that by 1956, there will be some 7 million more children in elementary schools than there are now. More equipment will be needed, and above all, more elementary school teachers. To help assure your child a proper education, join and work with local groups and school boards. And for free information about how people in other communities are improving their schools, write to this address: National Citizens Commission for the Public Schools, 2 West 45th Street, New York 19, New York. Now, Act One of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart.
It was hot that afternoon. A low, crawling kind of heat that seemed to be following us as we rode along. The sun hadn't come out in the morning, but about noon it pushed through the clouds. Boy, it was hot. By 4 o'clock, when it should have been cooling off, it just seemed hotter than ever. We still had about 15 miles to go before we'd hit Lead Creek. That was where I figured on getting a job helping lay track on that new spur line to Salt Lake City. I nudged Scar on the flank, and we headed down a little gully. His ears pricked up, and he jerked his head. I wasn't sure whether he'd heard something or just sensed it. You know, with a horse, it's pretty hard to tell where hearing leads off and sensing begins. What's the matter, boy?
Hey.
And then I heard it, too. A wheel scar off the trail. I went about 20 yards before I saw him. He was lying in the shade of a yellow boulder in a clump of the mesquite. Young fella, just lying there. He looked comfortable and relaxed like he was taking a siesta. But he couldn't have been enjoying himself too much, not with a big red stain like that across the front of his shirt. What's the trouble?
I had a little accident.
Yeah, it looks that way. What happened?
My horse threw me a couple hours ago. Must have landed on my gun. It went off. See, you haven't got any water, have you?
Sure, yeah.
Lucky you came by, mister. You're a stranger, ain't you?
I'm just passing through. I'm not much of a doc. Maybe I can fix a bandage for you for the time being.
I already fixed one. Here's my shirt tail. Don't seem to be doing much good.
Oh, yeah, let me see if I can tighten it. Hold on now. You think you can ride?
I don't know. You ain't seen my pony yet. With a half moon on his flank?
No, I can't say I have.
Must run off.
Oh, now, just don't worry about him. My horse will get us into Lead Creek.
Lead Creek?
Yeah, that's close to town, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Oh, all right, now, let me give you a hand here.
It ain't no use, miss.
No, you gotta try. Now, just lean your weight on me.
I'll never make it.
Okay. That's it.
There's a cabin past a mile or so west. I might be able to ride that far.
Oh, that'd be better than staying here. Yeah. Now, I'm gonna lift your feet up. Now, that'll hurt plenty. Once you're in the saddle, you'll be all right. Now, here we go. There we are. I'll take it real slow. I'll walk alongside. There you are. Was it west, you said, huh?
Yeah. I sure do appreciate this, mister. I sure want to.
He keeled over in the saddle. I managed to keep from sliding out and start it off. About 15 minutes later, I saw the cabin he'd been talking about, and wasn't much more than a shack, only 2-3 rooms and a couple of acres of fenced-in pasture and a barn. I led Scar up to the front stoop and lifted the young fella off. He was still unconscious, which was all of the good, of course. I carried him up the front door and gave it a couple of kicks. Kicked again, and he sprung open. Anybody home? Hello? There, now you just lay there. I'll try and get some rest. I'll look around.
Where?
He passed out again. I covered him with a blanket lying across the foot of the cot there. And supper was on the kitchen stove. Beef stew smelled pretty good. I opened the back door. I saw somebody cut up a pile of kindling over near the barn. Whoever it was sure knew how to handle an axe.
Where'd you come from?
Now, I'm sorry if I frightened you, ma'am. I knocked on the front door, but I guess you couldn't hear me, huh?
I ain't got no handouts for tramps. Go on, get out.
Well, I'm not exactly a tramp, ma'am. Although I'm not blaming you for thinking it. I've been riding for quite a spell.
Well, what do you want?
I ran across a fellow a little while ago in a gully just east of here. He'd been shot up.
Shot?
Yeah, he said his gun went off accidental. He's hurt pretty bad, and since this place yours was the closest...
Where is he?
I took the liberty of putting him in a cot inside there, so I hope you don't mind. She didn't wait even for me to finish. She just marched past me like I wasn't even there. I watched her for a second, and then I followed her into the house. Exactly like her before. At first, I thought she was a man. You know, the pants, the checkered shirt she was wearing, and the way she chopped up kindling, they fooled me. She walked like a man, too. She's stiff, square shouldered, and her eyes, they were a woman's eyes, all right. Kind of soft and young and frightened. Yeah. The rest of her had been pretty as her eyes, she'd be a real fine looking girl.
Take that rag off you while I fix a new bandage.
Yes, ma'am. It's a shame to tear up a fancy petticoat like that.
I got no need for petticoats, mister. Can you turn him on his side? That's better. Now, if I can just get the bleeding to stop.
You know him, ma'am?
No. Why should I?
Oh, I just thought since he was in your neighborhood.
Lots of folks pass by here. That don't mean I know him. I don't know you neither.
Oh, sorry. My name's Ponsett. Britt Ponsett.
Ponsett? I've heard of you somewhere, haven't I?
No, not likely. This is the first time I've been around Lead Creek here.
Got a pocket knife?
Yeah.
Thanks.
George, you're doing a real good job on him, you know. Your husband off somewhere today?
I'm not married.
Oh, it must get kind of lonely out here all by yourself, doesn't it?
I like being alone. I don't want a lot of people around me.
Mm-hmm. I can't say I blame you. I never been much on congregating myself. I always sort of like to... Well, you know, that bleeding's letting up a little. All right, I guess I'll be shoving off, ma'am. When I get into town, I'll send a doctor out here.
No. No, you can't. What I mean is there is no doctor in Lead Creek.
Oh?
He moved away a couple of years ago.
Well, there must be a doc somewhere around these places.
No. Not within 100 miles. I'll have to take care of him myself.
Well, maybe I can find somebody to help you. You know, since I brought him in here, I sort of
I'd
feel
rather
like
do it alone. I'll manage all right.
Well, that's mighty decent of you, but him being a stranger, all right. Well, so long.
Mr. Ponsett?
Yes, ma'am?
You won't tell the folks in town he's here.
Hmm?
Well, he's a stranger, like you said. He don't concern them, and I don't want them laughing at me. They'd say, Jenny Garber's finally got herself a man. And if he wasn't unconscious, you'd never have managed it. So, you won't tell them, will you?
Well, I don't suppose anybody will ask me about him. Easy, boy. Easy.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I was just noticing those horses over in the pasture there. Those both yours?
Yes, they are. Why?
No reason. No, that pinto looks like a good animal. What do you call him?
Name's Moon, because of the marking on his flank. Looks like a half moon.
Yeah, I can see it, yeah. Well, I hope the patient doesn't give you too much trouble. All right, come on. Down, but it didn't cool off much. Maybe when the moon came out, there'd be a little breeze. I've been riding for a couple hours since I left the cabin. Still had 5 or 6 miles to go before I hit Lead Creek. We were coming through a narrow canyon when I heard a little rustling sound. Of course, I thought maybe it was that breeze I'd been waiting for. The next thing I knew, I was behind a rock. I wasn't quite sure how I got there. I guess my legs sort of took over without me having to tell them what to do.
You ain't got a chance, Ned. We're all around you. Come out from behind those rocks and keep your hands up.
Well, I'd be glad to oblige, but I ain't Ned. Whoever he is.
Hold it a minute, Sheriff. Hmm? Oh. Where? Looks
Looks like they made a little mistake, boys.
You all right, mister?
No serious damage, I guess.
Well, sorry to bother you, but what are you doing out here anyway? Well,
I was heading for town. I heard there might be some work on the new railroad. Thought I might sign up for a spell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they can always use another man. My name's York. Sheriff Jim York.
I'm pleased to meet you, Sheriff. I'm Britt Ponson.
Ponson? The fellow they call Six Shooter? No. Well, I didn't know you were in these parts. Boys, meet Britt Ponson. Britt, this is Sam Norville.
Howdy.
Tom Jackson. Harry Potter.
Howdy.
Britt's the man who brought in the Phoenix Kid. The kid had the drop on him, too, but he never got a chance to pull the trigger. At least, that's the way folks tell it.
Yeah, well, between the doing and the telling, you know, there's apt to be some exaggeration.
Well, anyway, I'm sure glad we run into you tonight. That six gun of yours may come in handy.
Oh?
Yeah, we're looking for Ned Landy. That's who we thought you was at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figure something like that. Now, what's this Landy been up to?
Trouble. For the last 3 months. Hold up, a couple of shooting sprees. Broke into Harry's bank last night and killed Harry's brother.
I see.
I've taken a posse after him before, but we always seem to lose him in these hills. We didn't get him tonight, though. Picked up his trail this morning. Even spotted him for a minute or two on the far side of Devil's Canyon over the trees. I got off a shot. Thought I'd hit him for sure. But I guess my aim was off. Anyway, he gave us a slip again.
Well, what's he look like?
Well, he's young, about 23, I'd say. Short, but wiry. Black hair, rides a pinto.
Pinto, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen him.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I have.
Yeah? Well, where was he?
I left him at a cabin about 9 miles back. And your aim was all right this morning, Sheriff. He's carrying a bullet in his stomach. Of course, he said he'd shot himself by accident.
The only cabin out this way is Jenny Garber's.
That's the woman. That's the woman that lived there.
Well, come on, boys. Let's go. Well, ain't you coming too, Britt?
Oh, no, you wouldn't need any help, Sheriff. That Landy's not likely to last long enough for you to get him into town, I don't think.
Well, we'll get him in all right. Doc will see to that.
The doc? What, but I understood.
Sure.
Any...
Sam here's a doctor. See, that's what he's been claiming for the past 20 years.
Yes. Just wait a minute, Sheriff. Just hold on. You know, I've changed my mind. I think maybe I will ride up there with you.
To James Stewart as the Six Shooter in a moment. First, a word from Coleman, America's leader in modern automatic home heating equipment. You'll be glad this winter you bought a Coleman heater this fall. Yes, as you sit back in your easy chair, snug and comfortable, you'll be glad you bought a Coleman heater. You'll enjoy floor-to-ceiling warmth in those rooms you could never heat before. Get your Coleman oil or gas heater now during Coleman's big bonus sale. Here's what you get. First bonus, a new low price. Yes, now you can get a dependable Coleman automatic heater at a new low price. Second bonus, a new low operating cost. Coleman saves you up to 25% on heating bills because Coleman gives you maximum heat from your fuel. Third bonus, a 32-piece set of Libby's Safe Edge glassware worth $14. It's free with your new Coleman heater. Get three big bonuses. Get your Coleman oil or gas heater now during Coleman's big bonus sale. This sale is for a limited time only. So see your Coleman dealer tomorrow. You'll find his name and address in your telephone directory. The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart.
About an hour and a half after I met up with the sheriff, we came to a little stream trickling down the hill just off the trail. I'd missed it when I passed by before. I hadn't known there was any water around, and Scar hadn't smelled it either. The air being so quiet and everything. Well, we pulled up and gave the horses a chance to get a drink.
Well, I guess there ain't no rush. And that's as bad off as you say.
Yeah. Yeah. Was something funny, Sheriff?
Well, I was just thinking about Jenny Garber.
Oh?
Yep, she's finally got herself a man. He's going to be real temporary, though.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, and if he didn't have a bullet in him, I'll bet he'd take off the first time he got a look at her.
Well, sir, it'd take more than a bullet to keep me there.
Me too, Sheriff.
What is this? Something wrong with Jenny?
Well, you've seen her, ain't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well?
Well, I guess she's no beauty.
Now, that's giving her the benefit of the doubt, Foster. Now, if you ask me, my horse is better looking.
No, you know, Sheriff, now, a lot of plain women seem to get along all right. Better than some of the pretty ones, you know.
Well, it ain't just that Jenny's ugly, but she's so darn awkward and big.
Why, even when she was a little girl living in town, she was always a head taller than any boy her age. And stronger, too. Well, I guess they've had enough to drink.
You were.
Yeah, the thing was, her folks were peculiar about Jenny. Wouldn't admit she was any different from the other girls. Hey, you remember how they used to dress her? All those fancy clothes with frills and ribbons. What made her look twice as foolish as she would have otherwise.
No.
Her father used to take her to parties, too, in his square dances. But he was the only one who ever danced with her. No, sir. I don't think a single boy in town courted her. Not one.
You're forgetting Willie Franklin.
Oh, sure.
So, Will Franklin?
Yeah, yeah. He's quite a cut-up. Made a bet one night with some of the fellas. And said he'd get Jenny to agree to marry him. He took her out in his wagon and proposed. Of course, she said yes. But he didn't know that Willie's friends was all hidden in the back of the wagon. Leastwise, she didn't know it until they all busted out laughing.
Well, right after that, her folks died, wasn't it, Sheriff?
Yeah, yeah. That's when she bought this cabin. About 5 years ago, come to think of it. Well, Jenny can't be more than 25 or 6. Looks a whole lot older, though. Wouldn't you say so, Britt?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not much good at judging ages, especially a woman.
There's her plate up ahead. Yeah, lamp's still on. She must be up.
Sure, she's up all right. First time she ever had a man within touching distance, ain't it?
Ooh. What's the matter?
Well, yeah, better leave the horses here and go the rest of the way on foot.
Oh, no. Landy's not apt to give you any trouble.
Oh, you never can tell. He may be feeling better by now.
Yeah, but not that much.
Hey, he's seen us. Didn't waste no time about it, neither. Guess he wasn't as sick as you thought, Britt.
Or else he made a mighty fast recovery.
We'll never hit him from down here.
What do you suppose happened to Jenny?
I don't know. I've forgotten about her. He's probably got her half scared to death. Well, we'll have to rush him.
It ain't gonna be easy, Sheriff. With this moon, he's sure to spot us.
Well, it's all we can do. Sam, you and Harry see if you can make it up to the fence over there.
Right.
You okay?
Okay.
Now, I'll fire twice. That'll be the signal to close in.
Now, hold on a minute, Sheriff. Just hold up here a minute. Now, if we go plowing up in front of that cabin, somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, what's the matter, Ponsett? You've been shot at before.
Well, that doesn't mean exactly I like the idea. And besides, there's another way of getting in that door around back. And there are a couple of trees back there, too.
Oh, no, he'll be watching the back door. And that's well, no fool.
I know, but it's worth a try, eh?
All right, I'll go with you.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you just let me go alone. One man ain't as apt to be seen. You just keep firing. And if I ain't back in 5 minutes, we'll take him your way, huh?
5 minutes. We won't wait no longer.
I hunched down a little and I started circling toward the rear of the cabin. And there wasn't much cover, just rocks and a couple of scrub pines. Anyway, nobody was shooting at me yet. So far, nobody'd seen me. I could pull on the side of the barn. And the back door was just ahead now. I still had about 20 yards to go. I ran forward and my foot caught. I tripped over some of the kindling Jenny had stacked up there in the afternoon. I lay quiet for a minute. I just waited. It sounded to me like I'd made enough noise so that I could hear it clear down a lead creek. Now,
shooting wasn't in my direction. So I got up on my knees, and I raced for the cabin. I opened up the door, and I kept on going. And when I got into the living room, I saw I'd figured right. Nat was on the cot, just where I'd left him, hadn't moved. It was Jenny who was doing the firing. She swung around. She pointed the revolver at me. Her eyes weren't soft, not anymore.
You told him. You brought him here.
Oh, I had to, Jenny.
I would have taken him away as soon as he was well enough. Why couldn't you let us alone?
That killed a man last night,
Jenny. I don't care. I don't care what he does. As long as he needs me, I'll stand by him and help him.
He needed a hideout, didn't he? He must have been staying here for some time, or his pony wouldn't have had enough sense to come back here with his own accord. They're going to start closing in, Jenny.
You're not going to take him away from me. I won't let you. Ned likes me. He told me he likes me. And he's the first person who ever did.
Now give me your gun, Jenny.
Even if it isn't true. Even if he didn't really mean it. He doesn't laugh at me like the others. He doesn't mind my looks. Everybody said I'd be an old maid. Even my mother said it. But I won't. Not now. Ned will take me with him. He'll marry me. I know he will.
Jenny, listen to me.
Don't you understand? I can't let you take him away, no matter what. Not even if I have
to... Killing me won't help Ned.
It's the only way I can keep him. I gotta stop you somehow. You and the others out there.
Oh, there's no way you can keep him, Jenny. He's dead.
What?
Now turn around. Turn around, look at him. Now, I'm not trying to catch you off guard. Just turn around. He hasn't been breathing, not since I came in.
Oh, he loves me. Ned loves me.
All right, boys, come on in.
You all right?
You got him, huh, Britt?
Oh, there he is.
I might have known you'd take care of him.
No, it wasn't me, Sheriff. It was you.
Huh?
Your bullet from this afternoon.
Well, I'll be darned. I told you I was sure I'd hit him. Remember, Tom, I told you.
Well, then how come he was able to hold us off just now?
Well, he was a tough one to kill. He wouldn't give up. The strain of shooting at us must have finally finished him. Yeah. Ain't that the way you figured, Britt?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what's the matter with her? A little gunplay bother you, Jenny? Oh, come on, come on. Get a hold of yourself. It's all over now. Well, sure is funny how women are scared of gunfire. Every one of them. Even Jenny. Well, it just goes to show you that underneath, they're all pretty much alike.
Yeah, I guess they are. Well... Nat was buried the next day, and there was one bunch of flowers at the funeral, wild daisies. Folks just couldn't figure out who sent them. And, you know, they tell me that it was right about then that Jenny Garver started acting different. Oh, I don't mean she got pretty or anything like that, but she did seem more confident. She just seemed... a little more sure of herself. People said if they didn't know better, they'd swear that a man had something to do with the way she changed, but of course they all knew better.
I'd like to take a minute here to remind you about some of the great entertainment in store for you later in the week on NBC Radio. Bob Hope's Friday Night Show will feature well-known guest artists, the music of Les Brown and his band of renown, and the vocal talents of lovely Margaret Whiting. And immediately following Bob Hope, listen to the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. And Alice has her brother William to keep her informed of Phil's hilarious actions. Also in the talent-filled cast, you'll hear Julius Abruzzo and Little Alice and Phyllis. You hear wonderful comedy every Friday night, beginning this Friday night on NBC Radio. Yes, for the best in Friday night radio entertainment, remember to tune where you hear the familiar three chimes for the Bob Hope Show and the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Two great programs returning this Friday to NBC Radio. Coleman, America's leader in modern automatic home heating equipment, and the National Broadcasting Company have presented James Stewart as the Six Shooter. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture Thunder Bay. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and today's transcribed story was written by him. Special music was by Basil Adlam, and heard in the cast were D.J. Thompson, Jess Kirkpatrick, George Neath, and Harry Bartell. The entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Hal Gitney speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Six Shooter, on Tuned to Yesterday, the debut broadcast of that short-lived series from NBC, heard on September 20th, 1953. That wraps up this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for listening.